You're listening to SBS News.
Israel is expanding the eligibility criteria for its fourth COVID vaccine. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett announced the country's second booster shot will be available to people over the age of 60. Speaking on national TV, Mr. Bennett said that giving older Israelis an additional booster shot, their fourth dose in total, should increase protection against the virus.
Tonight I'm announcing that the Director General of the Health Ministry, Professor Nachman Ash, updated me and the Health Minister, Nitzan Horowitz, an hour ago on his decision to allow the administering of the fourth vaccine to people over 60 and to medical workers who have had their last dose at least 4 months ago. The decision of Professor Ash is based on the best professional considerations after having consulted various experts. This is an important moment. We actually have a new layer of protection.
It comes after Israel last week became the first nation in the world to introduce a second booster shot for a limited population of people with underlying illnesses. The country has recorded 4,206 new COVID-19 infections in the latest reporting period, marking a nearly 200% increase over the past week. Twitter is suspending another prominent US politician from its online platform. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's personal account has been taken down after a number of her posts were found to be in violation of the company's rules around COVID misinformation. Her professional congressional account remains active. The Georgia lawmaker took to online messaging app Telegram in response, calling Twitter an enemy to America, accusing the social media site of helping the United States' enemies in a communist revolution. With the past 2 years largely characterized by the pandemic, many people have been itching to travel, reunite with loved ones, or engage in some general escapism with an overseas adventure. But tens of thousands of people are being left with their feet firmly planted on the ground, their holiday travel plans thrown into disarray as flight cancellations soar around the world. Over 11,000 plane trips have been delayed globally and more than 4,000 cancelled on Sunday. The majority of those are reported to be out of the United States, with the surge in the Omicron variant coupled with wild weather the driving force. Here's what one frustrated passenger at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago, waiting to catch a flight to Spain, had to say.
There is no space to spend the time and something to eat. So it's a long time here.
It comes as the United States is now recording hundreds of thousands of cases per day. Dr. Anthony Fauci told ABC America, while Omicron appears to be less severe, hospital admissions could continue to rise due to its transmissibility.
And the virus does seem to have a lower intrinsic pathogenicity to it. We're hoping that's the case. But having said that, George, I want to say one thing. We've got to be careful about that. Because even if you have a less of a percentage of severity, when you have multi-fold more people getting infected, the net amount is you're still going to get a lot of people that are going to be needing hospitalization. And that's the reason why we're concerned about stressing and straining the hospital system.
France is moving to put the United States on its travel red list. Unvaccinated arrivals from the US will now be required to quarantine for 10 days. It comes as France has reported a record 7-day average of new COVID-19 infections. 58,432 cases were recorded in the country's latest 24-hour reporting period. It is a decrease from the last 4 days, where daily figures were topping 200,000. As the Omicron variant takes its grip in the United Kingdom, preparations are underway for worst-case healthcare scenarios. There's concern rising case numbers could see workplace absences of up to 25%. Meanwhile, secondary school students in England will be required to wear masks in the classroom. The measures will be in place until January the 26th. Thousands of people have gathered for anti-lockdown protests in the Netherlands. Dutch authorities banned the demonstrations, but it didn't stop a crowd of 10,000 people from turning out, some dressed in all-white hazmat-type suits and masks. Riot police were deployed to quell the protesters. Maarten Noninghag was among them.
I'm here because I like to live, and I don't think we should be scared and stop living because we are scared of death. We are all going to die, and I like to live. I'm happy. Yeah.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has addressed COVID-19 in his New Year's speech. Robert Lawrence Kuhn, chairman of Kuhn Foundation and host of the state-owned and run China Global Television Network, provided an analysis.
Internationally, she focused almost entirely on plaudits for China's fight against COVID-19 and its contribution to the global COVID response, providing 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines. And he called for countries around the world to unify in writing a new chapter in building a community with a shared future for humankind.
It comes as a lockdown in the Shanxi province continues. Since December the 9th, 1,598 infections were recorded, with 1,573 of those cases found in Xi'an alone, according to the Provincial Health Commission. Measures are being ramped up to address the resurgence of cases, including a three-coloured QR code system to quickly assess and identify a person's exposure to COVID-19 cases. And Russia is introducing new coronavirus restrictions. From Monday, only the vaccinated, those who have recovered from COVID-19, have tested negative or have medical exemptions, will be allowed entry to restaurants or shops. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.